that's kind of how it worked out. And we're trying to prepare these guys for our, you know, a regular season, and we've got to be prepared, you know, for Friday night. We can't tiptoe our way in, and, you know, having the camp we did is, you know, hopefully helps us for that.
Somebody has to set every game, of course, no matter what, forward and defense, but when you have 8D on your roster, how do you kind of manage that in terms of making sure that the guys stay fresh, and is it just more competition guys have to earn that?
Well, it's, yeah, but the way I look at it, three quarters of them get to play, so it's good for those guys. And the big thing is here is we're a team. So you look at it one way, you could have 6T on the team and send the other two to the minors, or you keep 8. And I think in the end, if you asked all 8 players what they'd rather do, pretty certain I'd get the answer, or I know the answer. So. The players have pride, they want to play, but first and foremost they want to make the team, and a lot of guys have right now. The key is to stay here and do everything you can to help our team win. And I look at our team, you know, guy, for the most part guys got in to play last year. You know, there's a lot of players out there that sat on teams and didn't play all year. So it's part of this, you're part of the organization. And as coaches, we have to identify the roles for these players, and players have to dig their heels in, accept them, and work their tails off. And that's what's gonna happen.
You see Slater grow from the time he was in Syracuse last year?
I've watched him grow every year.
Yeah.
What's your favorite part of opening night?
Probably, if I was gonna, it's balance between the opening night of the regular season and the opening night of the playoffs. And they're both just the excitement in the building, the excitement of the players, the atmosphere. They're probably the two nights I look forward to the most. And, you know, because in both instances, everybody's equal. And, you know, the light shines bright for everybody. And that's the one night it can happen, and it's the same for the fans, so it's a really exciting time.
Speaking of playoffs, EA Sports is predicting Lightning to win in 7 games over Edmonton. Do you like those preseason predictions coming into the season? The second year in a row you've kind of had them.
The video game?
Video game, yeah.
I have to ask my kid how that goes. I just rather be looked at than looked over, right?
The new face-off, with the feet especially, do you think that's going to change face-offs and how they're sort of attacked by centermen?
All I know is the second rules changed or maneuvered or whatever it is, it's going to be coached, or the players are going to figure it out and they're going to figure a way around it. And it happens all the time. So we may not see, you know, we'll may not see it happen in the first few weeks of the season, maybe not even a few months, but at some point, you know, when the rules are set in place, guys are going to find a way to navigate around them, and so we'll have to wait and see for that.
Like Sidney Crosby was mentioning, that he didn't use his feet a whole lot to try and win a face-off, and he might gain an advantage of that. Is that going to make it more of a true face-off because guys maybe have a harder time getting their feet in there to win it?
I don't know. I think the ones with quick feet will probably find a way. I think one of the big parts is it probably puts a little bit more onus on the center now, as now that everybody diving into the circle's got to back off a little bit. They can't now, and you have to delay a little bit because you can't kind of work your way in. So I imagine that'll be a little bit different. And I think, you know, it was probably getting a little, I mean, refs were getting injured because everybody was cheating so bad, and it turned into like a rugby scrum. And so if that's going to open it up a little bit, but as I said, the players, they're too good, too smart. They'll figure something else, like some other way to get an advantage.
What did
I didn't say that.
What effect has Chris Kunitz and Dan Girardi so far had on this team?
Well, it's hard to say now. I mean, we've only been here together for a couple weeks, but they're pros, and probably an overused term a little bit, but they know their way around the league. They, you put them in a certain situation. For instance, you know, with Sergachev, probably hasn't seen this situation, well, definitely hasn't seen this situation in the league before. Who can he lean on? He can lean on a Girardi, who has seen that. And, you know, look at maybe a Yanni Gord. He can lean on a Kunitz, and can't have enough of those guys around that have kind of been through the wars. They've both done winning. They've played the game the right way. So you want those guys with good habits teaching the young guys, and I think that's what they've done so far.